The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Tucker Hipps died at Clemson University. He was on an early morning fraternity run. He was 19 years old, had a very bright future ahead of him. His mom and dad, Cindy and Gary, have worked hard to honor some of the organizations that were special to Tucker through funds raised each year in an annual golf tournament. I wanted to have Cindy, his mom, on for a few minutes today to talk about some of the work that they're doing to try to prevent this type of tragedy for other families. Hazing is a big issue. It's an important issue. It's still a problem. Just recently, just a couple of weeks ago, we had another young man, Stone Foltz. He's 20 years old, died on March the 7th at Bowling Green State University in Bowling Green, Ohio. So it's just a common story. This young man actually had told his mom just a few days before his death about a drinking ritual that he felt he was being forced to participate in, but the fear of not being part of the fraternity was worse than the fear of doing this drinking exercise. It ended up costing him his life. His mom got that horrible call that her son was in the ER unresponsive because he literally had drank himself to death. These are the types of things that should not be happening. Cindy and Gary Hipps are doing their best to educate people because they don't want other parents to have to endure what they've had to experience. Tucker was a great young man. I had the honor of knowing Tucker. I wanted to bring Cindy on for a few minutes to talk about some of the great work they're doing. Welcome in. Good morning. Happy Friday to you.
Good morning, Joey. I know you're happy it's Friday. I am too.
I am. It's been quite the week, a busy week, a good week, but you know, it's going to be nice just to sit back and relax for a while. Thanks first off of spending a few minutes with me this morning. Let's talk for a minute about some of the work that you're doing, you and Gary and the whole team, at this foundation that you established in honor in memory of Tucker. And in full disclosure, I'm on the board of directors of the Tucker Hipps Memorial Foundation. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of that. I enjoy the golf tournament every year because that money that is raised goes for a lot of great causes. Tucker would be so proud of the work that you and Gary have done. But, you know, you have really worked hard to try to save other parents from dealing with this type of tragedy, and unfortunately it's still happening, isn't it?
It sure is, Joey, and it's really kind of mind-boggling that it's not changing. And now there's some federal legislation that's being introduced, and it's in the Senate and in the House, and this federal legislation will make the Clery Act, which is an act that started in 1965, which is why we have safety reports on campus. It's why we have the electronic systems where students are informed if there's any kind of campus incident going on that they need to be aware of. But this would add hazing to the reporting structure, and it's called the REACH Act. And so that would make it mandatory for every university in the country to report on their report that they're already doing. They're already doing this report. They already have the resources that they need to do reporting correctly. So hazing would just be added to that. And a definition of hazing is being outlined within that act. It's a very simple act. It has, you know, three parts to it, and that's, you know, defining what hazing is, talking about education, and talking about accountability. That's the biggest thing. And so we just feel like, and you know, we have the Tucker Hipps Transparency Act, which is very instrumental here in South Carolina. and it's been very helpful. However, there's issues with that because somebody has to mandate that that's being reported correctly. I look through the pages every year and call the South Carolina Higher Education Commission and say so-and-so's not reporting like they should. But the Clery Act, you know, that's something that's already been done. It wouldn't put a big task on all the universities to include hazing. And we feel like that will make a huge difference.
Yeah. So it's really, it's not reinventing the wheel. It's already there. It just adds one more item to report that on a report they're already doing anyway.
Exactly. And the legislation that's being proposed through the Clery Center, which is another reason that I want to support it, is because it's kind of a third party. It's non-biased, where there is other legislation that's being offered up by the fraternities. And so I just feel like, you know, the fact that, number one, it's already been reported. Number two, it's a third party. It's not, you know, connected to the university. It's not connected to the fraternities. I just feel like it's going to be a much better way to report.
Yeah. Cindy, let's talk for a minute. And on our guest line this morning, Cindy Hipps, the mom of Tucker Hipps, who at 19 lost his life on an early morning run at Clemson University. Let's talk for a minute about hazing. And let's just be very basic here, because there's parents out there and grandparents who may be listening this morning who's really not aware that there is an issue with hazing and what hazing is. Tell us about that.
Well, you mentioned the false fella, and, you know, a lot of people would say, well, that's his fault. He drank himself to death. But it's because they don't understand the culture. You get in that culture, you're trying to get in this organization with these folks, and hazing starts out so minimal. And that's why we want people to be educated about what hazing is, because it builds up until it's a dangerous incident that happens, and it's really like playing Russian roulette, because you never know when it's going to be a deadly incident, like in Tucker's case. But you start out with little prankish things, and it starts actually in high school. 74% of athletic teams haze, and then you get to college and you're in a social fraternity and you add alcohol to that. You know, these are statistics that professionals have come up with. 73% of those groups are hazing. And so it's always just an accident waiting to happen, but it's a mindset and a cultural thing. These kids feel like that's what's supposed to happen because that's what's been happening over the years. And they say it's tradition. And then you get into the, you know, when somebody dies, everybody takes a step back and kind of looks over all their policies, but it's cyclical. So in 4 or 5 years, it kind of starts over again because it's so ingrained, and they think that's what they're supposed to be doing.
Well, there's a great book that I read a couple of years ago, and I honestly can't remember the name of it, but I had the author of it on, and he's a former fraternity member. He saw this firsthand, and he talked about how the fear of not being part of something, and we all want to be part of something. We love community as humans. And I was reading last night about this latest one that happened March the 7th at Bowling Green State University in Bowling Green, Ohio. This young man, Stone Foltz, he was 20 years old, and he knew what was happening. You know, a lot of these kids sometimes, they just think it's fun and, hey, we're going to go out and we're going to do these drinking games and stuff. This kid was fearful of it. I read some of the comments from his mom where he called and said, "Mom, you know, they're going to make me do this drinking ritual. I don't want to do it." But as I said a minute ago, the fear of not being part of that fraternity overrode the fear of doing this drinking ritual, which landed him in the ER that night, and he eventually died of alcohol poisoning. You know, he just wanted to belong so badly that he took a chance. He took the risk, and it killed him.
And a lot of times, by the time that they get to that point, they've already invested themselves into that organization. They've already done all the things necessary to get in. That's like the last thing, and sometimes it's the deadly thing.
Yeah. But there's so many. You would think that with the stories that we have heard just in the last couple of years, and I know you and Gary, you hosted a group. You had parents coming here from all around the the country. And some of the stories that these parents had, you would think that another parent who reads about this, sees this story on the nightly news, that they would prevent their child from having this happen to them too. But it's just hard. Some parents just don't know that it's happening.
That's right. And that was kind of where we were. Even though there were cases ahead of us that I know about now, I had no clue. I knew that, you know, there was a thing called hazing, but I didn't have a clue about how it happened and how it built up to a deadliness. And I you know, I just had no clue.
Yeah.
Because we would never want to let Tucker. And you know, it's because it keeps happening over and over, there's a problem. And I think there's a problem from the top down. I think, this is my personal opinion, and I've never said this to anyone else online or on TV or on radio, but I think it's time for these organizations to go. I think they need to step back, shut it down, totally redo it. If there is, you know, kids need social organizations. Yeah. I agree with that. But this system's broken.
Well, it's like even with these tragedies year after year, and they'll take a moment and they'll say, we're going to do better, we're going to make this change, but they don't. They just keep allowing this to happen. All right, quickly, Cindy, and thank you again for your time this morning. You guys have a movie project coming up. Can you just give us a little hint of what it's going to be about where we can see it?
Oh, I'm excited about the project because I think it's going to be very instrumental in showing exactly about this culture, because it is, you know, it's a cultural thing. The movie is now going to be a docuseries because we've got so much footage that it's not going to be just a 20-30 minute movie that it started out to be. Now it's an entire docuseries, and we've got some major investors that's picked up the movie, and we have something we can't talk about yet, but it's going to be a really big announcement coming. I don't know when, but and we're really excited about that.
Will you promise to call me and let me be in on that big announcement when the time comes?
I sure will, Joey. I sure will. And I appreciate all your support. And without you, we could not do a lot of the things that we do. And we're very thankful for you and all the other folks that are out there supporting us.
Well, it takes all of us working together. Cindy Hipps, thank you. And please say hello to Gary for me. And thank you for what you do.
Thanks, Joey.
Have a great weekend. If you want more information, go to tuckergives.org and find out about the Tucker Hipps Memorial Foundation.